Hello.
Hi, Jack.
In March, we flew Jack and Alison Crozier, who lost 5-year-old Emma in the Dunblane shooting, to Florida. We met relatives and friends of those murdered in the Parkland school gun attack. The Croziers also spoke to the First Minister on FaceTime.
You just get that sense they're making history right now. Parkland will be remembered, hopefully, for what it led to in terms of gun law reform.
Last night, they went to Nicola Sturgeon's Holyrood office to relive that experience. They talked for almost an hour about gun violence, Donald Trump and the March for Our Lives movement.
Well, it was a privilege to meet the Crozier family in person, having spoken to them down the line when they were in America. But the whole story of their trip to America, hooking up with the Parkland campaigners there, is really inspiring because, you know, in Scotland, Dunblane was a tragedy, something that will never ever be forgotten as a tragedy. But out of that came really positive change around gun laws.
Just come out of meeting the First Minister. What was it like?
I think it was really nice to see that she was completely unequivocally on our side, on the, not even just our side, she was on the side of the Parkland students in the March for Our Lives movement. She was so strongly opinionated on it, which I thought was really good to see. It's amazing to see such strength of character coming from the leader of the country.
No, it was definitely very positive, really worthwhile meeting.
Good to meet you.